All right, so today we're diving into something that I think a lot of business owners can relate to, and that's getting rejected for a loan,
Yeah.
especially for small businesses trying to make it to a place like Southern California.
Yeah.
But what we want to do in this deep dive is show you that it doesn't have to be the end of the world.
Right.
It can actually be a really valuable learning experience and might even lead you to something better.
Absolutely.
So to really get into this, we've got a YouTube video that breaks down commercial loans in general. And then we've also got a couple of reports that zoom in on the financing landscape here in SoCal.
Okay.
So you might be surprised by some of the alternative lenders that are out there
Yeah.
and how a no from a bank could actually point you in a much better direction for your business.
Right.
So first off, let's talk about why lenders say no in the first place.
Okay.
The YouTube video we're looking at is really emphasizes that commercial loans are just a different beast
Yeah, definitely.
than like when you're applying for a personal loan. It's not just about your personal credit score.
Right.
It's like they're looking at the business itself
Yeah, exactly.
almost as like its own entity.
It's like they're giving the business its own credit score.
Ah,
You
no.
know, like how creditworthy is this business itself?
I see.
So they're looking at your experience in the industry, the property or the project, like what kind of cash flow is it generating? What reserves does the business have?
I see.
You know, they want to feel confident that you can handle the debt
Yeah.
and that the business itself is a good investment.
So it sounds like they're really assessing the business separately from you as the owner,
Exactly. Yeah.
which is interesting because here in Southern California, we got such a mix of industries.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, you've got like tech and entertainment in LA, you've got biotech down in San Diego,
Oh, yeah.
and then even, you go out to the Inland Empire, you've got these huge manufacturing and logistics hubs. And our sources actually talk about how all this diversity actually plays into how lenders make their decisions.
Yeah, it definitely does because the way lenders view risk can change a lot depending on the industry
Right.
and how that industry is doing, you know, economically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So let's say you've got a restaurant in
Okay.
an area that depends a lot on tourism that could be considered a bit riskier than a manufacturer that has, you know, like long-term contracts,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
you know, more predictable income.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Stability is a big deal for them.
Exactly, yeah.
I was actually looking at the GDP numbers for different counties here in SoCal,
Oh, yeah.
and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a powerhouse.
We are.
But I guess that also means that lenders are really scrutinizing businesses here
Right.
to make sure
Yeah.
they kind of fit in with how the region is growing.
They want to see that either you're on that upward trajectory as well.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know what else is interesting is that even within the same industry where you are in Southern California, it can actually make a difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's take tech startups, for example.
Okay.
So if you're in Silicon Beach, you might get a different evaluation than a similar company, say, in Orange County.
Interesting.
And that's because the perception of the startup ecosystem
Oh.
and the resources that are available.
So location really matters.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we talk about why traditional banks might say no.
Right.
But what happens when those avenues just don't pan out?
Right.
That's where this whole world of alternative financing comes into play.
Exactly. And that's where things get really exciting, especially for entrepreneurs here in Southern California,
Okay.
because there are a ton of these alternative lenders who are specifically targeting businesses that maybe don't fit the traditional mold.
Ah, so they're filling the gap.
Exactly. We're talking about companies like Cabbage Fundbox, On Deck Capital, Bluevine Credibly.
Oh, yeah, I've heard some of those.
Yeah, they're all really active in the alternative lending space, especially here in SoCal. And they've got all sorts of options, you know,
Yeah.
merchant cash advances, invoice financing, short-term loans, and they can often approve you much faster.
Right.
And they don't always require that squeaky clean credit history that banks are looking for.
Okay, so break that down for me a little bit.
Sure.
What exactly are all these options,
Okay.
and how are they different from like a regular bank loan?
All right, so let's start with merchant cash advances or MCAs.
Okay.
Imagine you're running a retail store, let's say a boutique on India Street in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
Lots of foot traffic, doing good business, but maybe your credit history isn't perfect.
Right.
An MCA could be a really good fit.
How so?
Well, basically, a company like Credibly, they give you a lump sum of cash up front,
I see.
and then you repay it through a percentage of your daily credit card sales.
Oh, so it's kind of tied directly to your revenue stream.
Yeah, It's exactly, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So for a business that has really consistent sales, that can be a really good option.
Yeah, I see that. What about invoice financing?
Oh, yeah.
I hear that term a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not really sure how it works in practice.
Right. So this is huge for B2B companies,
okay.
especially in a place like SoCal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got so many agencies and service providers here.
Oh, yeah. Tons of them.
Tons of them. Mm-hmm. Right. So let's say you're a graphic design firm in LA and you just finished this big project for a client, but they've got net 30 payment terms.
Okay.
Meaning you have to wait a whole month to get paid.
Right.
A company like Fundbox.
Okay.
They can actually give you a portion of that invoice up front.
Oh.
So you don't have to wait to cover your expenses.
Okay, so it's like bridging the gap.
Exactly, bridging the gap.
Between sending the invoice and actually getting paid.
Yeah, and that can be huge for managing cash flow.
That's a big deal for sure.
Big deal.
And then there's short-term loans.
Yes.
Are those kind of similar to MCAs?
So short-term loans are more like a quick burst of capital.
Yeah,
okay. You know, if you need to buy new equipment or you want to finance a marketing campaign, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
OnDeck Capital is pretty popular for this kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's often a good fit for businesses that need to move quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a construction company just landed a big contract.
Okay.
They need to hire more workers, buy some tools, that sort of thing.
So there's a real need for speed there.
Exactly.
Wow. It's amazing. It sounds like getting rejected by the bank actually opens up all these possibilities.
It does. Yeah, it's kind of like it forces you to look beyond the traditional options.
Right.
Which can be the good thing.
So with all these choices, how do you know which one's the right fit?
That is the question.
It's the million-dollar question.
It really all comes down to understanding your business model and your cash flow.
Okay.
Remember what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
With lenders, whether it's a traditional bank or one of these alternative lenders, they're all about evaluating risk.
Right.
So you have to kind of put yourself in their shoes.
Mm.
Think about what makes your business tick.
Yeah.
Is it seasonal?
Okay.
Do you have steady contracts?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it more project-based?
Right, because those are all different.
Very different.
Okay. I see how this is all coming together.
Yeah.
So if you've got a seasonal business like that beachside restaurant,
right,
maybe a line of credit that you can tap into during the slow months,
mm-hmm.
makes more sense than a short-term loan.
Makes sense.
With those fixed monthly payments.
Right, because you don't have that consistent income coming in.
Yeah, or if you're in a field like construction or consulting,
mm-hmm.
where you're constantly invoicing clients,
yeah,
then invoice financing could really be a lifesaver.
Huge for your cash flow.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm realizing through this conversation is that bank rejection,
yeah,
it wasn't the end. It was almost like a redirection.
Yeah.
It made me think more strategically
mm-hmm.
about how I'm going to get funding.
Yeah. And all these options I didn't even know about.
Exactly.
It's like it forced me to learn.
It did. And you know what? Even with these alternative lenders being a bit more flexible, preparation is still key.
Right.
Our sources really emphasize that.
Okay.
You still got to know exactly how much funding you need.
Right.
You need a solid plan for how you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be realistic about how you're going to repay it.
So no matter where you're looking for funding,
right,
having your financial ducks in a row is crucial.
Absolutely. And that includes things like polishing your credit profile.
Okay, your credit profile.
Both personal and business.
Polishing your credit profile.
Yeah.
What does that actually look like?
It's like giving your financial image a little makeover.
Okay.
You know, you want to check both your personal and your business credit reports.
Mm-hmm.
See if there are any errors. Right.
Dispute them if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're paying all your bills on time.
Yeah.
Keep your credit utilization low.
Mm-hmm.
You basically want to show them that you are a responsible borrower.
Yeah.
Even if you've had some bumps in the road in the past.
Okay, so it's like sprucing up your financial resume.
Exactly.
Showing the lenders that you're serious about managing your money responsibly.
Right, yeah, you're on top of it.
And that probably goes hand in hand with having all those detailed financial documents ready to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think of it as like putting together your financial portfolio.
Okay.
Lenders, they want to see the hard numbers.
Yeah.
Tax returns, profit and loss statements, bank statements.
That a whole nine yards.
A whole shebang.
Yeah.
It's all about proving that your business is viable.
Right.
And that you are worth investing in.
Makes sense.
And here's a pro tip from our sources.
Okay.
Don't forget about local credit unions.
Ah, yeah.
They can often be more flexible than those big national banks.
Mm-hmm. And they really have a vested interest in supporting small businesses in their community.
Right. It's not just about the bottom line for them.
Exactly.
It's about building relationships, investing in the local economy.
Right, exactly.
So we've talked about understanding why you might have been rejected.
Mm-hmm.
We've explored those alternative lending options.
Right.
We've talked about making sure your financial house is in order.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step?
Well, okay, so you've done your homework.
Mm-hmm.
You've explored all the options.
Yeah.
You found the perfect lender for your business.
Okay.
Getting that funding is huge.
Right.
But it's not the finish line.
Right.
It's really just the starting point for actually using that capital to grow your business.
So it's not like getting the loan is the end goal.
Exactly.
What you do with it that really counts.
Exactly. Think of the loan as like fuel for your business engine.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a clear plan for how you're going to use those funds to really achieve your goals.
So if the loan was for equipment, you got to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
Make sure that equipment is actually going to help you be more productive,
mm-hmm.
and that you can handle those increased operating costs that might come with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if the loan was for expansion,
okay.
Well, you've got to have a solid marketing strategy to attract those new customers.
Mm.
Have a plan for how you're going to manage more inventory, maybe hire more staff,
mm.
and a way to track your progress.
Right. And make adjustments if you need to.
You got to be flexible.
It really sounds like getting the loan is just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
The real challenge, the real opportunity is how you actually use that funding.
Absolutely.
To build a stronger, more resilient, more successful business.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know that initial rejection?
Yeah.
It might sting a little bit,
mm.
but it can really push you to make smarter decisions
mm.
and find funding that really, truly aligns with your vision.
So for all you entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah.
A loan rejection?
Mm.
It's not a failure.
It's not.
It's an opportunity to reassess,
mm-hmm.
refine your plans, and ultimately propel your business forward.
I love that.
It's a chance to discover new possibilities
mm-hmm.
and build something truly extraordinary.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into turning loan rejection into a powerful opportunity.
Until next time, keep innovating, keep hustling, and keep chasing those dreams.